Lois Initiative and the Ad Council.
Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Dive right into it. It's another edition of High School Baseball here on KMZA 92.1 FM as we come to you live from Sabetha in what is an absolutely gorgeous afternoon for high school baseball as we bring you the Class 3A Marysville Regional opening round games, as half these games of this bracket being played here today in Sabetha, the other half being played in Marysville. We'll have those Marysville contest over on 103.9 KMZA, but we got you dialed in on 92.1 KMZA for this half of the bracket. Our first contest coming up will be the 3-seed Nemaha Central taking on 6-seed Riley County. That is followed by the 2-seed Sabetha Blue Jays and the 7-seed Donovan West. The two winners will face off around 6 o'clock, TBD on that time, but we will have three games for you today determining who's going to play in a regional championship on Wednesday night. It's a ball game we will also have for you beginning at 5 o'clock on KNZA 103.9. Again, a beautiful afternoon. The windows are open. The sun is out, 77 degrees as we get set for first pitch. Very few clouds in the sky and a very calm breeze in what is expected to be a wonderful afternoon for regional baseball. Kirk Kilman in studio, my ride or die. Wouldn't have anybody else back in studio for a day like today. I'm Brandon Tadman. Again, thank you so much for joining us. And let's dive into the lineups for today. And let's start with Nemaha Central, the 3-seed in this regional. And they'll go like this to lead things off. Braden Uphouse is pitching and batting first. Zach Kramer is the shortstop. He is batting second. Andrew Henry in the 3-hole is playing center field. John Strothman, the third baseman, batting fourth. Ryan Leager is the senior first baseman, batting fifth. Jaden Thomas is the designated hitter and batting sixth. Case Kramer, the junior left fielder, batting seventh. Reed McKee is batting eighth and playing in right field. And then Cooper Kramer rounds things out for Nemaha Central. He is the sophomore second baseman and batting ninth. And with Thomas being the DH, Jonah Dieters, he is playing in the field defensively. He will be catching. So again, for Nemaha Central, it is Uphouse, Zach Kramer, Henry, Strothman, Leager, Thomas, Case Kramer, McKee, and Cooper Kramer. For Riley County, a team that is the 6th seed in this regional, and they are a team that has come in with 8 wins and 10 losses during the regular season. The Falcons will go like this. Corin Koenig is playing in center field. He is batting first. Ty Weber is batting second and playing second. Colton Payne is batting third and playing short. Camden Fultz is catching and batting fourth. P.J. Valinga is the pitcher batting fifth. Trey Harmison is the designated hitter batting sixth. Jace Ricketts in left field batting seventh. Brett Hopper is at third batting eighth. And then Eli Harmison is playing first and batting ninth, with Colin Rankin playing defensively in right field with Trey Harmison, the DH. So again, for Riley County, it's Koenig, Weber, Payne, Fultz, Valinga, Harmison, Ricketts, Hopper, and Eli Harmison. Again, the first game of three here this afternoon as both teams are being introduced right now. Again, picture-perfect afternoon for high school baseball. Take a look at the jersey updates for the Falcons today, the road uniforms. And we'll actually get to that in just a second. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. First pitch is coming up next here on 92.1 KMZA. And we're back to it. Kirk Hillman in studio. Brandon Tadman with you. Moments away from the first pitch between Nemaha Central and Riley County. First game of our 3A regional triple doubleheader for you, or I should say triple header for you, as we got three games for you here this afternoon. Right before the break, was going to update the jerseys. The Falcons in their road dark blue tops with the light blue sleeves. They got white numerals, light blue lettering, and trimmed out in white with the white pants. And then Nemaha Central rocking their purple jersey tops with the light blue numerals and lettering. They are trimmed out in white with white pants as well. So Riley County, the lower seed, they'll be the away team batting first. As for, again, Nemaha Central, it is Braden Uphouse who is starting on the bump for Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central, the regular season, 12 wins and 8 losses. Most recently, they split in their final Big 7 series against Sabetha. Could be a potential matchup here later on tonight, but they played just a few days ago, and Nemaha Central, a big win in Game 1 there, 21-3, and then Sabetha won the nightcap there, 16-5. But 12 wins, 8 losses. Nemaha Central 6-6 in Big 7 league play this year. Again, 8-10 for Riley County. They're coming off a doubleheader sweep over St. Mary's their last time out. 14-4 and 8-4 were those final scores. So here we go as Uphouse will hit the bump. It is Corin Koenig who steps in. The center fielder batting first, batting from the right side. Uphouse, first pitch, outside corner, strike one. And we are underway here from a beautiful afternoon in Sabetha with a very light breeze. 77 at first pitch. Next pitch fouled off, straight back, so quickly Uphouse in a good position at 0-2. Again, going back to Riley County, they had a stretch where they had lost 6 straight prior to that doubleheader win against St. Mary's a couple of weeks ago. They were supposed to play Marysville, but a game, or a doubleheader that got rained out just over a week ago. Third pitch outside. Now 1-2 is Uphouse still in control of Corin Koenig. Batting from the right side, off speed and upstairs, so we're evened up at 2 balls and at 2 strikes. Justin Fluke has the other half of these regional games in Marysville on KNZA. Ground ball right side, and it's into right field for a leadoff single on a 2-2 pitch. And Corin Koenig slaps one between the first and second basemen. And a good start here for Riley County with a runner at first and nobody out. Ty Weber steps in, the second baseman batting from the right side as well. Koenig at first with a leadoff single, just underway, no score. Uphouse now quickly out of the stretch. Quick glance and fire. Swung on and missed at a high fastball, and it's 0-1. In the other half of these games in Marysville tonight, just underway, Jeff West and Hiawatha, that is the 4-5 matchup, and then the top seed Royal Valley will play in that second game against Marysville, the 8 seed, and those two winners will face off later on this evening. Next offering upstairs, 1 ball and 1 strike, here to Ty Weber. Koenig not much of a lead at first base, now a bunt shown, and pulls back, ball low and inside, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. And there's a slight breeze, but not much. The American flag out there in right field is down. There's not much of a breeze currently. There won't be. Good pitch. Fastball in the outside corner catches. And Uphouse evens the count with Ty Weber at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fans still piling in. One of the better ballparks here in Northeast Kansas. High fly ball, playable. Actually, it's going to tail into foul territory, and unable to make the catch is Dieters. Kind of got caught in the sun, just stayed inside the netting in play, but we'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Corin Koenig, a leadoff single for Riley County. He's at first with nobody out. A 2-2 count here to Ty Weber. When you move on and lose your season is done. That's what we have come down to here today as regional action has started. Another one that's launched foul out of play into the parking lot beyond the first base side. Riley County working counts and piling up the pitch count here early on for Uphouse. Quickly has to work out of the stretch. Quickly soft toss over to first, keeping Koenig honest over there, and he slides back in safely. So Weber 2-2. The pitch from Uphouse is upstairs, and the count runs full now at 3-2. Early important pitch here for Braden Uphouse. Here it is. Ground ball right to Uphouse, a play at second. They get one, a chance for two, and they get the double play. So how about that? It's a 1-4-3 double play, and just like that, two outs here in the top of the first.
Up to bat, shortstop, Colton Payne.
So a big pitch, as I mentioned. And Uphouse delivers, gets a ground ball right back to him to start a double play, and now two outs and nobody on for the number three batter. That's Colton Payne, the shortstop. First pitch is low for ball one. As well, from the right side, he'll bat and takes one up and in, ball two. Back to the windup for Uphouse, and the next one is low and outside, back to the backstop, and Payne is jumped in front heavily here at 3-0. Let's see what Payne does here. Uphouse is 3-0 right down Broadway for strike one. Three balls, one strikes, two outs, top of the first, no score. Here's the pitch. That one is low and outside, ball four, so the inning continues. After the double play, Payne works a five-pitch walk, and he'll take first, and that brings up Camden Fultz. So the cleanup man, Fultz, bats from the right side, catching this afternoon, and a chance to keep the line moving for the Falcons. And Uphouse quickly back to the stretch, first pitch up and in, ball one. Royal Valley, the top seed in this regional. They'll get Marysville in their opening round game later on today. Next one from Uphouse, low and outside, ball two. So after the double play, it is a five-pitch walk, and now Fultz has jumped ahead 2-0. Here's the pitch. That one's fouled straight back behind us, and the count now 2-1. Hiawatha Jeff West underway. That's on 103.9 KNZA. This one is slapped out of play down the right field line and foul. And it's two balls and two strikes to the cleanup man, Camden Fultz, the catcher for Riley County. Yamaha Central trying to get out of the inning. Nothing allowed. Payne at first, not much of a lead. Uphouse out of the stretch now. There goes the runner, now a throw to second, and the tag is applied, and that's going to do it. So Colton Payne took off for second base, and the teams are a little hesitant to come off the field. Now the confirmation from the umpires confirming it is an out, and that'll do it for the first half. So a hit and a walk, but no damage done, and after a half an inning, no score here on KMZA 92.1 FM. To the bottom of the first we go. No score. Nemaha Central and Riley County. The Falcons in the top of the first. Had a hit, a walk. No runs scored. And Colton Payne caught stealing to end the frame. So no damage done. And Uphouse working out of an early jam. And now it's P.J. Valinga who takes the bump for the 8-10 Riley County Falcons. Nemaha Central to bat here in the first. It'll be Uphouse, Zach Kramer, and Andrew Henry. And then Stroffman, if one of those three are able to get on. 12 wins and 8 losses this season for Nemaha Central. 6-6 in the Big 7 this year. Of course, regional baseball, you get one chance. It ain't a doubleheader. You got to win to move on. So every little play is critical in these types of scenarios. And see if Nemaha Central can strike first here in the bottom of the first. So Braden Uphouse will step in and worked out of a, not a huge jam, but a little difficult scenario in the first, giving up a couple of runners, but nothing across for the Falcons. First pitch from Valinga is in there for strike one. So Braden Uphouse from the right side. Tad bit closed on his stance, not much wiggle with the bat. Ground ball left side, playable by Payne at short, dropped, a long throw, not in time. Uphouse with the heavy speed down the first base line, and it's a leadoff single. Not even sure if the play was clean, that Payne was going to even be able to get him from the speed by Uphouse too much. So a leadoff base runner here for Nemaha Central. Now the lefty, Zach Kramer, open on his stance from the left side. And quickly, Valinga out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Off speed, outside, ball one. Zach Kramer, of course, missed a portion of the football and basketball seasons due to an ACL injury, but back here in the baseball season, taking one there for strike one. It was off speed. That was a huge loss for the Thunder, both football and basketball. The quarterback for the Thunder and an integral part of their basketball team. Valinga, quick throw back to first, not in time, as Uphaus is back safely. So the count here on Kramer, one ball and one strike, rocking jersey number 19. Infield fairly straight up here for the Falcons. Not much of a lead for Uphaus at first. A long wait by Valinga. There's the pitch. Another off-speed pitch just missing outside. It's 2-1. Get a great crowd on hand. Expect all these teams participating to have great fan support tonight. Ground ball left side. Payne on a high hop has it. They get one at second, but can't get the double play, so it's a fielder's choice as Uphaus is the first out at second. And Kramer will be safe at first. So Kramer at first, one out. Andrew Henry, the senior center fielder, steps in from the right side. Hopper at third, Payne at short, Weber at second, Eli Harmison, the first baseman for Riley County. This one's poked into right center field, and that's going to find the gap and get towards the wall. They're going to continue to churn everybody around. Henry for three, a run is in, and it's a RBI triple for Andrew Henry. And the Thunder take an early 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. Andrew Henry with an RBI triple to right center field. Rankin and Koenig, the two out there defending, just no shot. It was perfectly placed up to the fence. And Henry gets all the way to third as Kramer scores from first. First pitch here to John Strothman, fouled straight back. And for strike number one. So the Thunder jump out to a 1-0 lead. Still a chance for some damage with Henry not far from home up at third. Valinga's pitch off speed, and that one hits the dirt, and the count evens up at one ball and one strike. Seven runs scored for Nemaha Central in their last three, 2-1 in that stretch. Ground ball left side, but foul. And Strothman needs to protect here at one ball and two strikes. The first baseman, Eli Harmison, playing in, and then Hopper at third towards the grass line, but for the most part, the shortstop and second baseman playing a little back. There's a swing and a miss, and that's going to be an out as the tag is applied by Foltz, and a huge strikeout there by Valinga, his first tonight. And now it's up to Ryan Leaguer. So Leaguer bats from the right side, the senior first baseman, with Henry at third and one out. Ground ball, chopper, left side. Played by Hopper, the third baseman. Throw on in time, and there's the third out. But Nemaha Central strikes first. It's an RBI triple by Andrew Henry, and the Thunder have a 1-0 lead over Riley County here after one. We'll step aside. We're back here in a moment on KMCA. 1-0 Nemaha Central. Riley County coming up here in the top of the second inning here from Sabetha. It is Camden Foltz who will lead off, who was at bat in the bottom of the first, but Colton Payne was caught stealing to end the inning, so and this one is roped into straightaway center field, and Henry, it's over his head. And Camden Foltz will round first and trot into second base with ease with a lead-off double, and Foltz in scoring position with nobody out. Henry in center field took a little bit of a step forward and might have misjudged it a tad, but that was on a frozen rope, and it goes over his head, and Bolts is able to get to second base with ease for a leadoff double. Now it's the pitcher, P.J. Valinga. We got a big strikeout in the first, and holding Nemaha Central to just one. High chopper, and it's lost in the sun, and it's everyone's going to be safe. It hit off home plate and bounced in the air, and the pitcher Uphouse was looking for it in the air, got caught in the sun, and just hit the ground. And everyone is safe as Fultz makes it to third, and Valinga with an infield single. And it's hard to determine a hit or an error there, but it was just completely lost in the sun by Uphouse, and no chance for a play to be made. And it's Trey Harmison who takes ball one. So they have ruled it an error. Next pitch outside. Here to Trey Harmison, the DH. And he's in front 2-0. Now the Falcons a chance here to dive onto the scoreboard with runners at the corners and nobody out, trailing 1-0. Uphouse's next pitch is fastball that rides inside, and it's now 3-0. Jace Ricketts, the left fielder, due up next. So another big pitch here by Uphouse. That one is in there for strike one, count now 3-1. Leadoff double by Fultz, and then Valinga able to reach via an error. Now here's another high chopper to the left side. That's going to score one, potentially get two. They can't get the double play. They do get the out at second base, but Fultz is able to score from third, and it's an RBI by Harmison, and we're tied at one. So one out and a runner at first, one across, we're tied at one. Jace Ricketts takes outside ball one. Not much of a lead by Harmison at first. Uphouse's pitch is up and in, ball two. Camden Fultz led things off with a deep drive to center field, a leadoff double. Reached a third on the air by the pitcher, and then a fielder's choice ground out, getting the Falcons run home and tying this one up at 1-1 here in the second. Ricketts takes a strike. It's 2-1. Uphouse out of the stretch. The pitch. Low and outside. Ball three. So here early, the Falcons are certainly riding the pitch count up and working deep counts here on Uphouse. Here's the 3-1. Upstairs, ball four. So Harmison goes to second. Ricketts, a base on balls. And there's Brett Hopper, the third baseman, batting eighth. Dieter's the catcher. Throwing out signs to the infield. Is now Harmison at second. Ricketts at first with Hopper at the dish. 1-1 tie here in the top of the second. One out. Rally County trying to take the lead. Low and inside, ball one to Hopper. So early baseball from today, the Moore Hill Mount Academy Regional in Class 2-1A, a play-in game, ACCHS defeating McLeod 9-7. There's a swing and a miss. A 1-1 count on Hopper, so it's ACCHS. They move on to take on the top seed later on this afternoon in that regional. That would be Valley Falls. Dragons made the 2-1A state title game a year ago, but fell in the championship game to Sedgwick. Hopper takes one high. It's 2-1. Harmison at second. Ricketts at first. One out here in the top of the second. A 1-1 tie. Up and in, ball three. last three batters have worked 3-1 counts here on Braden Uphouse. Here's the pitch. That one misses inside barely, but enough. Ball four. And now the bases are loaded. Back-to-back walks by Uphouse. And now Eli Harmison, the number nine hitter, will get ready to step in as Nemaha Central will have a meeting on the mound. So again, as we mentioned, the ACCHS McLaus score, 9-7. Tigers win it. So again, they move on. They'll play around 3:30, depending on how those other games fall, against Valley Falls later on here this afternoon. So here we go. After the mound visit, Eli Harmison, a chance to do some damage here for the Falcons. They've already scored one to tie the game at one. Now the bases are loaded with still one out. Uphouse's first pitch is hit foul down the right field line and out of play. And Harmison quickly down 0-1. So you have Trey Harmison, and right here it's Eli Harmison. And Uphouse trying to, once again, find out of a hole here in the second. Here's a pitch. A little floater, right side, playable by the second baseman, Cooper Kramer, and a chance at a double play. He got the runner at first as well. So a base-running blunder by the Falcons, and another double play. This time it ends the inning. But the Falcons score one, and through an inning and a half, it's Nemaha Central 1, Riley County 1, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. A 1-1 tie between the Thunder and the Falcons as Riley County able to get one in the top of the second, but they leave the bases loaded after a little pop-out double play to end the inning, and Belinga's first pitch is in there for strike one to Jaden Thomas, the DH for Nemaha Central. Junior bats from the left side. Here's the pitch. Off speed, ground ball over the pitcher's head, played by the second baseman, Weber. And it's botched by Weber at second, and that'll be an error, and Thomas is on to lead off the bottom of the second. Here's Case Kramer, the junior left fielder, batting seventh today. Runner at first is Thomas, nobody out, a 1-1 tie here in the bottom of the first. It's 3A regional, Marysville the host site, but these games in Sabetha today, there's a bunt. And there's the out at first, so Kramer able to move Thomas over to scoring position. Kramer is the first out, and that'll bring up Reed McKee. And a quick meeting on the mound for the Falcons infield with their pitcher, P.J. Belinga. So Kramer with the little sacrifice bunt to get Thomas into scoring position with one out. And here's Reed McKee, open on the stance, batting from the right side. Base hit could give the Thunder the lead back. A 1-1 tie here in the bottom of the first. Here's Valinga's pitch, swung on and missed for strike number one. Riley County had tied it in the top of the second. They had the bases loaded with one out. And Eli Harmison popped into a double play to the second baseman and then was able to get the runner out at first who, not sure, giving him a chance from there. Here's a ground ball that squirts through. A diving stop by the shortstop, but a play can't be made. It's certainly going to save a run. An excellent diving play by Payne at short. It keeps Thomas from scoring, so he's at third. It's an infield single by Reed McKee. And now it's up to the number nine hitter here, and that's going to be the sophomore second baseman, Cooper Kramer. So here's Cooper Kramer with a chance to give the Thunder the lead back. He's got runners at the corners with one out. First pitch by Valinga in there for a strike, and McKee takes second without a throw. So now runners at second and third with one out. Counts 0-1 to Kramer. He bats from the left side. No batting gloves. Like the style. A little bit open on his stance. Here's Valinga's pitch. Swung on and missed. And it's quickly 0-2. Certainly taking his time on the mound here. Here's Valinga's 0-2. It's in the dirt, ball one. Currently one run, three hits for Nemaha Central. One run, two hits for Riley County. Both teams have an error. Here's Valinga's pitch. Off speed, swung on and missed. It was low and inside. They got to get it down the first. They do to complete the out, and that is a huge strikeout for P.J. Valinga. His second strikeout of the game, and that'll bring up the top of the order with Braden Uphaus. So it's up to Braden Uphaus, the junior pitcher. Runners at second and third. A huge at-bat here with the game tied here early. Valinga off the rubber, steps back on. Thomas at third, McKee at second. Valinga looks in at Uphaus and fires. First pitch just missing inside for ball one. Uphaus led the game off with a single. One for one this afternoon. And was out at second on a fielder's choice grounder by Kramer. Swing and a miss, set it off speed pitch. Nicely placed there by Valinga, and the count evens up at one ball and one strike. The base hit could potentially score two here for the Thunder. In a must-win situation. Here's the pitch by Valinga. Ground ball over Valinga's head. Played by the second baseman Weber on to first. Low throw, but dug out in time, and that's the inning. So both teams have squandered opportunities here in the last inning, and we're tied at 1-2 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. And back to it. Riley County and Nemaha Central tied at 1 through two innings of play here this afternoon. One run, three hits, an error by Nemaha Central. One run, two hits, and an error by Riley County. Both teams squandering opportunities in the second. Riley County had bases loaded, one out, and unable to score after getting a run early in that inning. And then Nemaha Central had second and third with one out in the last half inning and unable to break one across. And we're tied at one and getting going here in the top of the third. It's the top of the order with Corin Koenig, who led things off the single. Quickly down 0-1, and now 0-2 as he fouls one back into the netting. Defense straight up here in the infield for Nemaha Central. Strothman over there at third base, and another one that's fouled straight back into the netting. So again, another 0-2 pitch coming up against Strothman at third, Zach Kramer at short. You have Cooper Kramer at second, and then Leaguer over there at first with Dieters behind the dish. That one skips away to the backstop, low and outside, and the count now 1-2 on Corin Koenig. Ty Weber, Colton Payne do up as well this inning for the Falcons. A 1-1 tie here in the top of the third. Here's the pitch by Uphaus. High fly ball down the right field line, but it's going to tail out of play into the grass, and we'll do it again at 1-2. Quick pause here by the umpire. Now we step back in as Koenig back to work, waiting for the Uphaus pitch. Ground ball right side. It's a slow chopper dug out by the first baseman, Leaguer, and he goes and makes the tag himself for out number one.
Up to bat, second baseman, Ty Weber.
Now Ty Weber steps in, who grounded into a 1-4-3 double play in the first. That was right after Koenig led off the game with a sharp single into right field. He's going to hit a high fly pop-up. It's going to be in the infield. This is going to be a tough play, and it's made in the sun. You can tell by the shortstop, Zach Kramer, again, a difficult play with the sun. We've already seen it affect a couple of plays here early, but Kramer's able to make the catch and quickly two up and two down. Colton Payne now steps in, who walked in the first and was caught stealing to end the first. Takes one in the dirt, ball one. A 1-1 tie here in the top of the third. Nobody on and two outs. And again, what is just a gorgeous afternoon here in northeast Kansas. There's one that finds the strike zone, and Payne evened up by Uphouse here. One ball and one strike. Out of the windup, here's the pitch, and that one is fouled into the netting as well. And Payne down 1-2. Outfield for Nemaha Central, Case Kramer in left, Henry in center, McKee in right. Here's Uphouse's 1-2. Line drive down the right field line, but it's going to tail foul into the grass. And we'll do it again at 1-2. So Uphouse trying to go 1-2-3 for the first time today. He faced 4 in the first. And then 6 in the second. And another one fouled down the right field line. About the same spot out of play. So Payne doing a good job protecting here. Down in the count, 1-2. Just missing on the outside corner there. Peters tried to frame that one up. Instead, it's a ball, and it's 2-2. Here's the 2-2. Upstairs, ball 3. So Payne has fought off a few pitches, has come back from 1-2, and has worked it full to 3-2 to try to keep the line moving here in the top of the third. That one is upstairs, ball 4. So a good at-bat there by Payne. He has walked for a second time today, and that'll bring up Camden Foltz, who led off the second with a double and scored on the ground out by Trey Harmison. A 1-1 tie here in the top of the third. So Uphouse back to the stretch. Foltz from the right side. Off speed upstairs, ball 1. Got a 3-step lead by Payne over at first, and this one is roped to center field, but Henry has a tee up on it, and he'll make the catch. Well struck, but in the right spot as Henry closes out the top of the third, so one left and no damage done by Raleigh County. We head to the bottom of the third, still tied 1-1 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you as our first regional game here from Sabetha. Tie at 1-1. We head to the bottom of the third between Nemaha Central and Raleigh County. And due up here for the Thunder in the third. 2-3-4 in the lineup. Zach Kramer, Andrew Henry, and John Strothman. So Kramer scored the lone run of the game so far for Nemaha Central. Reached on a fielder's choice and scored off the bat of a triple by Andrew Henry, who's due up next. First pitch by Valinga. In-out swing is sent to left field, and playing it in the right spot is Ricketts. And quickly one out here in the bottom of the third. That'll bring up Andrew Henry, as we mentioned. Drove in Kramer in the first with a triple to right center field. And he's got nobody on and one out here in the third and a 1-1 tie. Here's the pitch. Malinga finds the strike zone there. It's 0-1 to Andrew Henry. Next pitch is fouled off, and Henry quickly down 0-2. Neither pitcher so far has gone 1-2-3. Each have face four in an inning. As Henry fouls one off to stay alive at 0-2. Belinga faced five last inning, and again, the Thunder left him on second and third. A half inning after the Falcons had left the bases loaded with one out. There's a foul ball out of play right side. Grassy area over there in foul territory down the right field line, a popular spot here early. Thunder got their run in the first. Falcons got one back in the second. A 1-1 tie here in the bottom of the third. Henry, a good eye, laid off one just missing on the outside, and it's 1-2. Belinga, though, deciding to work out of the stretch here, fires, and just fouling off a piece is Henry, and they'll do it again at 1-2. Try to get a score update from the other game. Hiawatha Jeff West on KNZA 103.9. As soon as we can. That one upstairs. So Henry battling here with Belinga. Now has worked the count even at 2-2. Here is the 2-2 offering. Off speed and once again just a piece. By Henry to stay alive, and they'll do it again at 2-2. Both teams working deep counts on both of these pitchers today so far. Interesting to see how far these two will go. Ground ball right side, playable by Weber on an ice hop. Easy throw to first in time, and there's the second out.
Up to bat, the third base, John Strothman.
Here comes Strothman, struck out in the first. First two up are down, so two outs, nobody on here in the bottom of the third in a 1-1 game. Belinga shaking off a sign, now likes and fires, and a check swing through for strike one. Ball was upstairs, but Strothman went around, it's 0-1. Good one so far, 1-1 here in the bottom of the third. Winner moves on to a semifinal game later on tonight. Another check swing, and frustration is real for Strothman right now, as could easily be a 2-0 count. He's down 0-2. But now really needing to protect here. He's trying to keep this inning alive. Belinga fires. Just missing, breaking on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Good eye there, certainly by Strothman, to lay off that pitch that was really, really close. Here is the 1-2. That one's low, and now we're evened up. Two balls and two strikes. Strothman bats from the right side. He's open on his stance. Two balls and two strikes. Belinga out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Ground ball straight back up the middle into center field for a hit. So a battle at bat there by Strothman. And it's a two-out single to keep the inning alive, and that'll bring up Ryan Leaguer. Leaguer grounded out to third his first time up. He was the last out of the first inning. 0-for-1 today. Two-out single by Strothman. He's at first with two down. Belinga's pitch is in there for strike one. Leaguer from the right side. As Belinga checks back at first, not much of a lead by Strothman, and this one's fouled straight back, and Leaguer now in protection mode at 0-2. One run, four hits, an error by Nemaha Central. One run, two hits, an error by Raleigh County. Runner at first, 0-2 count. Two outs, bottom three. Ground ball left side, under the glove of Hopper at third base and into left field for a hit. So that keeps the line moving. Strothman to second and Leaguer reaching on a single. Now Jaden Thomas, an opportunity here. Thomas reached on an error in his first at bat. And he's got him with Strothman at second, Leaguer at first, with two down in a 1-1 game here in the third. Thomas bats from the left side. Belinga looks back at second and fires off speed outside for ball one. So both teams have had opportunities here in the last inning plus to break this 1-1 tie, but neither team has been able to do it yet. Now Nemaha Central, another opportunity. But two outs and two on. That one's fouled. Out of play. And the count evens up at one ball and one strike. Strothman at second, Leaguer at first. Can Belinga get out of this jam here in the third? And a win, you move on situation, lose your season is done. Ground ball, but foul. And the count is 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Belinga trying to keep this a 1-1 game heading into the fourth. Here's the pitch. Another foul ball out of play. And Thomas also doing a good job here with two strikes, battling off a few pitches to keep things alive. Strothman at second. Leaguer is at first with two down. Here's the 1-2. Ground ball right side, playable by the first baseman. Got a nice hop that Eli Harmison steps on first, and that'll end the side and end the inning as another threat is utilized, I should say, is held in check, should say. That's what I was going for. But two more left on base by Nemaha Central, and we head to the fourth. It's a 1-1 game here in Sabetha. Three innings in the books. It is a 1-1 tie currently between Nemaha Central and Raleigh County. Games in Sabetha today, part of the 3A regional in Marysville. Try to get an update from our own Justin Fluke, who's got Hiawatha Jeff West currently on KNZA 103.9. Right now a 1-1 game here in the top of the fourth. So the pitcher steps in, P.J. Belinga. He reached on an error in his first at bat. He'll lead off here in the fourth. And Uphouse, his first pitch inside, ball one. Belinga, Trey Harmison, Jace Ricketts due up for the Falcons. Another pitch by Uphouse, fouled out of play. And it's one ball and one strike. Uphouse out of the windup. Here's the 1-1 to Belinga upstairs, and he ducks out of the way in time, and it's now 2-1. That update, Hiawatha with a 1-0 lead currently against Jeff West is that game again on 103.9. Another foul out of play by Belinga, and it's 2-2. So our game is 1-1 here in the fourth. Just getting going this frame. Here's a high fly ball to right center field. McKee tracking a few steps back, and he makes the catch. And that's the first out here in the inning. So Trey Harmison will step in. He reached on a fielder's choice, and his ground ball drove in the only run for the Falcons. He was stranded at third to end the second. He takes one upstairs from Uphouse for ball one. Thunder have left five on base. Riley County three is a strike that good location there by Uphouse. It's one ball and one strike. Off speed, checking, but strike anyways. Harmison now down at 1-2. There's one that's low and gets to the backstop, evened up here with Trey Harmison at 2-2. Thunder got on the board first in the first. Falcons got one back in the second, and we've been true at 1-1 ever since. We're here in the top of the fourth, as Harmison has now worked one up and in, and the count runs full at 3-2. Outside, ball four. Good at bat by Trey Harmison, and he's on first with a one-out walk. So here's Jace Ricketts, the left fielder. He walked in his first at bat. And now Harmison at first with one down in a 1-1 game. Quick throw over to first by Uphouse, and Harmison back in time. Uphouse fires upstairs. Quick throw to first, not in time. And Ricketts quickly out in front, 1-0. Uphouse out of the stretch once again. Both pitchers have been back and forth with the windup and stretch so far today. That one's fouled back. Ricketts, now the count is 1-1. Brett Hopper due up next here for the Falcons. Who's going to break the 1-1 tie? Both teams have had opportunities. Ricketts fouls another one back. It's 1-2. Riley County had them loaded with one out in the second. And Eli Harmison hit into a double play to end the inning. There's one that's low and outside. Ball two. It's 2-2. And then Nemaha Central at second and third with one out in the second, but was unable to score. There's a foul ball left side. We'll do it again at 2-2. So we'll see. Both teams certainly, again, have had a fair share of opportunities here early, but currently tied at 1-1. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and missed, and a big strikeout by Uphouse, and there's the second out of the inning.
Now that third base, Brett Hopper.
So it's up to Brett Hopper to keep the line moving. He's got Trey Harmison at first with two down here in the top of the fourth in a 1-1 tie. Uphouse, first pitch, high fly ball. Foul territory, and it will just get out of play into foul territory for strike one. Starting to get a few scores rolling in from some earlier games being played today. Getting those up to date on mscsports.net as they roll through. There's one that's upstairs. 1-1 here on Brett Hopper. Harmison at first, two down. Next one is low, and it's ball two. Now two balls and one strike. Malinga flew out to right field to begin the inning. Harmison walked. Ricketts struck out. Now Hopper here has worked the count to 3-1. That one was low and outside. Another big pitch by Uphouse. Ground ball playable. Kramer has it at short. He'll tag second. with ease, and that will retire the side. So once again, another man left on base. We've played 3.5, and it's still 1-1 here in Sabetha. And to the bottom of the fourth we go. Still a 1-1 game here between Nemaha Central and Riley County. It'll be Case Kramer to lead things off here for the Thunder. 7-8-9 in the order. He fouls one straight back to begin the bottom of the fourth for strike one. There's a one that's slapped towards center field. A diving stop and effort by the second baseman. Weber pops out of his glove and can't make a play at first. And that will be charged a hit as Kramer leads things off with a single here in the first. And now the two umpires in the infield are going to discuss. It was Weber at second who made a diving effort, and it looked like he had caught it. And then after kind of completing the dive, it popped out, so maybe just confirming to make sure that it wasn't fully caught, and they do confirm it did pop out. Kramer is safe at first. And now here's Reed McKee. Malinga quickly back to the stretch. He'll throw to first. Kramer back in time. That is the sixth hit of the afternoon by Nemaha Central. Kramer again, the sack bunt in his first at bat, moving a runner into scoring position. Another throw over there to first. Case Kramer back in time. See if he wants to take a chance and maybe try to snag second base, but he doesn't have much of a lead. Here's the pitch. That one is up and in. And ball one here to Reed McKee. McKee singled in his first at bat, stole second, but was stranded there. One for one for him this afternoon. He takes one a little bit outside. It's 2-0. A 1-1 tie here in the bottom of the fourth. Winner will play later tonight against the winner of the next game, Sabetha and Donovan West. There's one that finds the strike zone. McKee still in front, but cut in half. It's now 2-1. Malinga, a quick glance, and he will throw back to first. And once again, Kramer back in time. As the third time, Malinga is tossed over to first to keep Case Kramer honest. Count 2-1. Here's the pitch. And outside, it's now 3-1. So now 3 balls and 1 strike here to Reed McKee. Both teams again not capitalizing on opportunities. This could be one, but a ground ball left side. Payne has it. Throw to second in time. Chance for two, not in time. So a ground ball. They'll get the runner at second. Kramer is out. McKee reaching on the fielder's choice, and there's one out here in the bottom of the fourth.
Cooper Kramer.
So now Cooper Kramer, he struck out in his first at bat. And he's got a runner at first here with one out in the bottom of the fourth. Still a 1-1 game. Here's the pitch. This is going to be popped up in the infield, playable by the shortstop. He'll take a few steps in. Payne makes the catch, and quickly two outs. No advance by McKee at first. And now to the top of the order, Braden Uphouse. So Uphouse, he is 1-for-2 today, singled in the first. He grounded out in the second. And he's got a runner at second with two down. Correction at first with two down. Malinga, another throw back over there. And McKee back in time once again. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, 1-1 tie between these two teams. Malinga, quick check and fires. That one skips in the dirt. Good block there by the catcher. He'll throw back to first, not in time. As Uphouse in front right now, 1-0. Malinga out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Catching the outside corner there. And it's 1-1. In the next matchup tonight, Sabetha and Donovan West, the two winners of these games will meet in the nightcap to determine one half of this regional championship game that will be played on Wednesday. Belinga taking his time, count still 1-1. Here's the pitch. And that is smoked into right center field, chasing is Colin Rankin. He can't get there. It one hops the fence. Here comes McKee. They're going to run him all the way around from first, and he will score. It's an RBI triple by Braden Uphouse, and the Thunder have cracked back the lead as it's now 2-1 Thunder here in the fourth. It's the second RBI triple today. And it's 2-1 Thunder, and another chance for another here. It's up to Zach Kramer to try to get a big insurance run. Every run counts, certainly, but the Thunder have regained the lead at 2-1 here in the fourth. First pitch outside. Kramer scored the first run of the game. He reached on a fielder's choice, and then he lined out to left field his last time up in the third. That's from the left side. Here's the pitch. Off speed outside. It's 2-0. And a quick time by the infield as they'll meet with Malinga on the bump. So Case Kramer led things off with a single. McKee grounded into a fielder's choice. Kramer was out at second, so McKee was at first. And then Cooper Kramer, he popped out to shortstop. So quickly two outs, and then on a 1-1 pitch, Braden Uphouse ripped a triple to right center field, which scored the go-ahead run. And right now the Thunder with a 2-1 lead. Zach Kramer up with a 2-0 count. Base hit would add another as Uphouse is at third. And a quick time call by Kramer. And Malinga certainly making sure he's got the right call. Here's the 2-0, and that one skips. It pops into the air behind the catcher, and coming in from third to score is Uphouse, and it's 3-1, Nemaha Central. A ball that was in the dirt and might have clipped home plate popped in the air behind the catcher Foltz, and more than enough time for Uphouse to race down from third to score to make it 3-1. Now the count 3-0 here on Kramer, and he takes one in there for strike one, so the count now 3-1. Two runs across, 3-1 Thunder. Two outs, nobody on here in the fourth. Kramer thought that was ball four, but it was called strike number two. The count goes from 3-0 to 3-2. Here's the pitch. That's low for ball four. So Kramer reaching for a second time today, this time via the walk. Keeps the inning moving, and now it's up to Andrew Henry to keep things alive for the Thunder, as once again he had the big hit in the first, an RBI triple. Last at bat, he grounded out to second base, and now he slaps one shortstop side. Played by the shortstop, Payne. He'll tap second, and that's the inning. But the damage certainly done by Nemaha Central. Big hit, an RBI triple by Braden Uphouse, and then he scores on a pass ball. Two across, Nemaha Central with a 3-1 lead over Riley County after four here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. To the fifth inning we go. The Thunder tack two in the fourth. They now lead Riley County 3-1 here in this first-round regional ball game from Sabetha this afternoon. Winner keeps their season alive. Loser will have their season come to an end. So it'll be 9-1-2 for the Falcons here as Braden Uphouse now has a two-run lead. First pitch to the nine-hitter, Eli Harmison in there for strike one. He popped out into a double play to end the second. That's when Riley County had him loaded with one out. Second pitch barely missing, one ball and one strike. A few groans from the Nemaha Central fans behind home plate. Here's the 1-1. That one outside and low, ball two. Big hit for Nemaha Central last inning was Braden Uphouse. He had a RBI triple and then scored on a pass ball. There's one that's lined in the left center field, and that drops in for a hit. So the number nine hitter, Eli Harmison, gets things going here in the fifth for the Falcons with a leadoff single.
Center
fielder, Corin Koenig. His first hit today, Corin Koenig, the center fielder who was singled and grounded out. And he hits one deep to left field, and it's off the glove of the left fielder, Case Kramer. And had to be sure was Harmison at first. So he's only able to get to second base. But that'll be an error by the left fielder. And Case Kramer was in his glove and then just popped right out. So a single and an error. Now the Falcons have two on with nobody out. Here in the top of the fifth, after Nemaha Central took a 3-1 lead, Falcons looking to try to bounce back. First pitch low and outside to Ty Weber. It's ball number one. That single by Harmison, the first hit for Riley County since the second inning. As Weber is showing bunt, he pulls back there and he's ahead at 2-0. Big spot for Nemaha Central. There's a pitch that finds the strike zone, 2-1. As the infield is scooting in a little bit for Nemaha Central, as Weber, all three pitches here, has shown bunt. He'll show it again and tried it there but missed, and it's strike two. So we'll see if he wants to try to bunt and move these two runners over, but he does have two strikes on him. So we'll see what he does here at 2-2. Uphouse out of the stretch. He won't bunt. Instead, he'll pop one up. Playable. Zach Kramer has it, the shortstop, and just into center field. They're just very shallow center field to make the catch. No advancement by the runners and a big first out. Recorded by Zach Kramer. So Koenig at first, Harmison at second. Now Colton Payne with one out. Two at bats and two walks. 3-1 Nemaha Central here in the top of the fifth.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Butcher hogs at the Midwest markets were steady. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market
Here's the
update.
Pitch by Uphouse. That one
Get
is in there.
Me.
Or strike one and Payne. And a quick timeout here by the umpire as Dieters will talk with Uphouse between home plates and the pitcher's mound. A 1-1 game going into the last half inning. Nemaha Central tacked on two. They lead it 3-1, but the Falcons have a chance here. Runners at first and second and one out. After the quick meeting, it's an 0-1 count here to Payne. Payne takes one upstairs, and it gets to the backstop, and that will advance both. So Koenig moves up to second base. Harmison is at third now with one out, so a base hit could tie the game. Pitch by Uphouse is roped into left field, and it's going to fall in for a hit. One run is in. Will they try to get two? Here comes Koenig to slide into second. He will score. The throw not in time up to second. And the game is tied. It's a two RBI single by Colton Payne.
Now with the bat, the catcher, Andian
Poole. So just like that, the Falcons have stormed back and have tied the game and still just one out. 3-3 here in the top of the fifth. Payne the big hit. He's at second. First pitch off speed to Camden Foltz is in there for strike one. He doubled and scored in the second. He's also lined out to center field. One for two afternoon so far for Foltz. That one is outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Now base hit could give Raleigh County the lead. That one is outside, gets away to the backstop, and that's going to get Payne over to third base. That was way up and inside, and a tough play for Dieters to make, trying to keep that from going to the netting, and speed by Payne, able to get to third with ease. Now a base hit will certainly give the Falcons the lead as Nemaha Central's defense is now playing in, and this is a high pop-up towards center field. Henry running in a long ways to make the catch. Here it comes. The throw home is not in time, and it's a sacrifice fly, and just enough to get the run in as the Falcons now taking a 4-3 lead here in the fifth.
Now
with
the bat, the pitcher, DJ Belenga.
So Foltz with the sacrifice fly and an RBI. 4-3, Raleigh County. Now nobody out, nobody on and two outs, and this one is roped into right field, and a diving attempt! It's going to get all the way to the wall. McKee tried for the layout dive, did not get there. Belenga rounding second, a long throw in, and he holds it three with a triple. P.J. Belenga. And here comes another meeting on the mound as the Falcons have turned this game around relatively quickly. Harmison led off with a single. Koenig reached on an error. Weber popped out. Payne with the two RBI single after both runners advanced to second and third on a wild pitch. And then Payne getting to third on a wild pitch. And Camden Foltz with the sacrifice fly to center field. Payne was able to score. And three across here in the inning for the Falcons. And they've gone from down 3-1 to up 4-3. And there's a new pitcher in for Nemaha Central. So we'll step aside for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, a pitching change here for Nemaha Central. Uphouse is done for the day. He moves to shortstop. Strothman has moved over to first. Kramer at third. And it's Ryan Leager who's now pitching for Nemaha Central. The Falcons have scored three here in the inning. First pitch by Leager is upstairs for ball one. And quickly, ball two here to Trey Harmison. He reached on a fielder's choice and walked in his last at-bat. There's a swing and a foul. 2-1. He drove in the Falcons' first run in the second. But a 4-3 Riley County lead, and they still have a chance. Valinga's at third. With two outs, there's another foul ball, and Harmison down, or even, I should say. It's 2-2. Valinga at third after reaching on a triple to right field that got all the way to the wall. Ground ball right side. Leager on a hop has it nicely. He'll toss it over to first in time, but the damage done by Raleigh County. So down two to up one. Falcons tack three. A 4-3 Raleigh County lead heading to the bottom of the fifth. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. As Valinga going back to work for the Falcons now. We're in front to start the bottom of the fifth. Strothman steps in. Struck out. Also has a single. He's 1-for-2. He takes curveball in there for strike one and started at third, but now playing first after Leager came in to relieve Uphouse last inning on the mound. Here's one that's roped into left field, but snagged by the shortstop with an incredible diving catch by Payne. Easily taking a base hit away from Strothman, and there's one out.
Now up to bat the pitcher, Ryan.
So Leager will step in, now pitching, ground out in a single today. He's 1-for-2. First pitch by Valinga is in there for strike one. Nemaha Central scored one run in the first, two in the fourth. Now trail 4-3. They're in the bottom of the fifth. This one's fouled out of play. And the count on Ryan Leager, quickly 0-2. So Valinga see what he does with his team in front, and there's a curveball that's popped into the infield left side. The shortstop Payne has it. He collects the out. And two up and two down.
Now Jaden Thomas.
Here's Jaden Thomas. Reached on an error in the second, and he grounded out to first. His last time up, 0-for-2 today. Trying to keep the line moving is Valinga trying to go 1-2-3 after his team scored three to take the lead last half inning. Valinga out of the stretch and fires. Ground ball right towards the pitcher. Valinga has it on a nice hop over to first in time. And it is a 1-2-3 inning. So we head to the sixth. Falcons with a 4-3 lead over Nemaha Central here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. First regional game here this afternoon from Sabetha. It's been a good one so far. Top of the sixth we go. Raleigh County leading Nemaha Central 4-3. Leager's first pitch, ground ball left side, playable at short by Uphouse and on to first in time. And Jace Ricketts quickly down 6-3 to start the sixth. Brings up Brett Hopper.
Now up to bat the third base, Brett Hopper.
So Hopper walked in his first at bat, grounded out to second last time out. 0-for-1 today, takes one in there for strike one. next offering, just a bit outside, 101. Next one is fouled straight back, 1-2. Riley County got down 1-0 after one. They tied it in the second, then got down 3-1, but scored three in the fifth to take a 4-3 lead, and that's where we stand right now here in the sixth. Next offering outside, 2-2. Here to Hopper. That one's roped into center field, and there's a base hit on a 2-2 count. Hopper rips it to center. And his first hit today, and a runner at first with one down. Here's Eli Harmison. Single did scored his last time up, and has also popped out into a double play. The 1-for-2 and a run scored. Falcons looking for some insurance. Ball gets away, and that's going to allow Hopper to get up to second base. So now Hopper's in scoring position with one out. Harmison had shown bunt, potentially try to sacrifice him over, but the ball got passed, so now he can swing away. And he does swing away, and he missed everything for strike one. So one ball and one strike here to the nine-hole hitter, Eli Harmison. With Hopper at second and one down, and a 4-3 Riley County lead here in the sixth. One is off the plate upstairs, now 2-1. Sabetha and Donovan West, the next game up after this one. He does show bunt here, puts it down, but foul. And now the count is even at two balls and two strikes. So can the Falcons get a big insurance run here late in the ball game? There's an off-speed pitch that bends inside and nips the inside corner for strike three and a huge strikeout as Harmison is down looking. And back to the top of the order, Corin Koenig, the center fielder. He has singled, grounded out, reached on an error, and has also scored today. He has a chance to give his team a big insurance run. Breaking ball missing inside. Ball number one. Raleigh County 4, Nemaha Central 3 here in the top of the sixth. Ground ball left side, playable. Nicely done there by the third baseman Kramer over to first in time, and that ends the inning. So the Falcons strand one, but they still hold the lead. It's 4-3 as we head to the bottom of the sixth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
May is Mental Health Month. Mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being, and mental illnesses are common and treatable. So much of what we do physically impacts us mentally. It's important to pay attention to both your mental and physical health. If you are struggling with your mental health and want help finding the tools and resources to make you feel better, please call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107.
And schedule an appointment with your primary care physician today.
Community provider.
Nemaha Central down to six outs. They're down one here in the bottom of the six. 4-3 is the Riley County lead in this regional first-round matchup. As Valinga back to work, Kramer, McKee, and Kramer. Case Kramer to lead things off, 7-8-9 in the order for the Thunder. And the first pitch is swung on and missed. And it's strike one. Case Kramer, a sack bunt and a single is two at-bats today. Needs to get something going here for the Thunder. Down one late. Off speed, another swing. This time just getting a piece. And now Case Kramer really needs to protect here. 0-2. Regional golf also was today as well around the area. That one is roped into left field for a base hit. So on an 0-2 count, it's roped between third and short. Case Kramer now with his second hit today and a big one for Nemaha Central to lead things off here in the sixth, down one. Now it's Reed McKee. He singled in the second, reached on a fielder's choice, and scored in the two-run fourth. 4-3, Riley County. Bunch shown, pulled back, and it's going to get to the backstop. And Kramer gets to second base, so may not need to bunt anymore. As McKee flashed a bunt, the ball got away, curveball in the dirt, skipped to the backstop. Now a runner in scoring position, the tying run at second with nobody out. Malinga out of the stretch. Here's the pitch to McKee, and that one is up and in. And the count now 2-0. Good start here in the inning for Nemaha Central, but they need to get Kramer home from second to tie the game. Here's Belinga's pitch. Just missing off the plate, and it's 3-0. Cooper Kramer is due up next. Then after that would be the top of the order. So Belinga really needs to try to get, if not one, maybe the next two here before the lineup turns over. There's one that finds the strike zone. It's now 3-1. Here on Reed McKee. Case Kramer, a leadoff single, advanced to second on a wild pitch. He stands there. Count 3-1. Here to Reed McKee. Nemaha Central down 4-3 in the bottom of the sixth. Swing and a miss there. Strike two. So from 3-0 to 3-2. So a big pitch coming up here for P.J. Belinga. Works out of the stretch. Not much of a lead by Case Kramer at second. Here it is. In there, strike three called. And a monster pitch and a monster out. And the first out here in the inning.
Cooper Kramer.
Now Cooper Kramer will step in, the number nine hitter. That's the third strikeout today by Belinga and the biggest one so far. The one out, runner at second. 4-3, Riley County in the bottom of the sixth. Cooper Kramer will have to wait as Belinga throws back to second. Case Kramer is back in time. Cooper Kramer, the sophomore second baseman, he's struck out today. He also popped out to the shortstop. He's 0-2. These hit from him could potentially tie the game. Here's the pitch. Catching the inside corner and quickly out in front is Belinga at 0-1. And Cooper Kramer from the left side. Belinga the righty. Lifts and fires off speed, just missing. Now one ball and one strike. Thunder scored one in the first, two in the fourth. There's a swing and a miss. Kramer on a ball in the dirt. And the count is Belinga's favorite, 1-2. So Case Kramer still at second. And Reed McKee struck out. Now Cooper Kramer down 1-2. Here's Belinga's pitch off speed and outside. And we're evened up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nemaha Central had a 3-1 lead going into the top of the fifth. But Riley County struck them for three. They currently lead it 4-3. And a quick time as Cooper Kramer will take a step out and gather himself here in what's a big at-bat here for Nemaha Central. Barring a double play, they'll get another one, but trying to tie the game here in the sixth. Here's the 2-2 by Belinga. Ground ball right side. It's going to get the runner to third. Easy play for the second baseman. as Weber throws out Cooper Kramer. So the big out, you'll certainly take it all day. Now two outs, but the tying run is at third base for Braden Uphouse. So it's up to Braden Uphouse, who had the big hit in the fourth, a tie-breaking triple, and now needs another big hit here in the sixth. Ground ball left side, and there it is. It's through for an RBI single, and we're tied at four. So there it is. Uphouse has had two big hits today, and the biggest one saving it here in the sixth. As Kramer scores from third on a single to left field by Uphouse, and we're tied at four.
Now Zach Kramer.
Now the go-ahead run is at first base with two down. Ground ball through the middle, and it finds its way into center field. Uphouse will stop at second. Back-to-back singles by the Thunder, and now the go-ahead run is in scoring position for Andrew Henry. First hit of the day by Zach Kramer. So Henry had the big RBI triple in the first to break the scoreless tie. He also has a couple of groundouts today. And this is another ground ball played by the shortstop, and he'll tap second base. So certainly Nemaha Central did what they had to do, and that's tie the game. They do so on an RBI single by Braden Uphouse. So we head to the seventh. It's a 4-4 tie here in this regional ball game from Sabetha between Nemaha Central and Riley County. We'll step aside. We're back for the seventh in a moment here on KMCA. So Nemaha Central gets the big hit in the sixth to tie the game 4-4. Braden Uphouse, an RBI single. One run, three hits in that frame, and a couple left on. So we're tied at four as we hit the final inning. Inning number seven, Leaguer back to work. And he'll face 2, 3, and 4 in the Riley County order, starting with Ty Weber. And he takes one high for ball one. Weber is grounded into a double play, popped out a couple of times as well. He's 0-for-3. He takes one in there for strike one. The count is 1-1. A little pause in the action by the umpire as Weber steps back in. This one is hit to right field. McKee lining this one up and drops it. Had it and dropped it in right field. And Weber is on to begin the inning. It's the third error by Nemaha Central, and this one could really hurt. And now it's Colton Payne. Who has been up to bat three times. He has reached three times, two walks, and then two singles. And now is going to lay down a bunt down the third base line, and he is safe. Beautifully placed. Kramer had a jump on it, but unable to get the speed, and everyone is safe.
And now up the bat, the catcher, Camden
Holt. So a bunt single, and now runners at first and second with nobody out for Camden Foltz. And a sacrifice fly in his last at bat. He's also doubled and scored. Leaguer's first pitch is in there for strike one. So here's the opportunity for the Falcons in the seventh, a 4-4 tie, and their first two batters have reached. An error and a single. Leaguer's next pitch is in there, strike two. So Foltz needs to protect down 0-2. This has been a good game here this afternoon. Ground ball left side, very slow roller. Kramer charging on it, only play his first and a high throw. They're going to say it was forced off the bag. So the throw was high and everyone is safe. So a high throw is going to be the fourth error of the game. And now the bases are loaded with nobody out. And here's the meeting on the mound. So right after Nemaha Central had scored a run in the sixth to tie the game, the Falcons' first three batters have reached. Two errors and a bunt single. And now it's a very tough spot here for Ryan Leaguer and Nemaha Central defense to do everything they can to keep the Falcons off the board. Ty Weber, a fly ball to right field, dropped by McKee. And then Payne was just trying to bunt Weber into scoring position, placed it perfectly down the third base line and was able to beat out a throw. And then Fultz able to reach on a high throw by Kramer at third. And everyone is safe. The infield is in. Malinga, chance to be hero here for Riley County, and he takes ball one outside. And the infield is in for Nemaha Central, keeping everything tight. And a swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Leaguer, and it's 1-1. Working out of the stretch. Bases loaded. Tie game in the seventh. Off speed, it's in there for strike two. Oh, he's got a nasty breaking ball. We've seen it a few times, and that one right there bends in for strike two. Belinga down 1-2. He's going to hit one deep into center field. Henry on the way back. He does make the catch, but the run is going to score from third. It's a sacrifice fly, and Riley County has taken the lead at 5-4 here in the seventh. So Belinga drives in the go-ahead run here in the seventh, 5-4. As Payne was able to reach third on the advancement as well. So now the runners are at the corners with one out. And it's Trey Harmison to try to add some insurance. Takes one outside, ball one. So worst case, for Riley County, they're going to have a one-run lead going into the bottom of the seventh. Nemaha Central will have a chance, but they're going to need to score one, but the Falcons can add more. This one is fouled out of play. Harmison reached on a fielder's choice, a grounder that scored the first run of the game for Riley County. He's also walked and grounded out. Runners at the corners, one out here in the seventh. Falcons have regained the lead at 5-4 in this regional opening round tilt here in Sabetha. Falcons 8-10 on the year. Here's the pitch. Showed bunt, and Harmison fouls it away down the third base side, and now it's one ball and two strikes. Go-ahead run brought in by P.J. Belinga, sacrifice fly. That one tails away outside, two balls and two strikes here to Trey Harmison. Corner infield in, Kramer in, the grass over there, third base. Another one tails outside, and now Harmison's worked the count 3-2. Two errors in this inning have led to Riley County retaking the lead in the seventh. Another off speed outside, ball four, and Harmison works the walk, and the bases are loaded again. Payne at third, Fultz up to second, and now Harmison at first. Now Jace Ricketts. Gotta try to get out of this if you're Nemaha Central. Leaguer's first pitch outside, ball one. Ricketts has walked, struck out, and grounded out today. He is 0-2. He's got the bases loaded with one out. Falcons leading 5-4 here in the seventh. Leaguer's next pitch is outside, and it's 2-0. Swinging on 2-0, and he fouls it straight back. It's now 2-1. Brett Hopper due up next. Leaguer trying to get out of this. Double play ball would be the dream, and there's another swing and a foul straight back. It's 2-2. 5-4, Riley County still batting in the seventh. They've taken the lead back after Nemaha Central tied it 4-4 after six. Leaguers 2-2. Ground ball, left side, Kramer charging on it, throws home, and they're able to get the out at home. So Kramer playing in on the infield, and the runner is out at home. That's a huge out. Everyone advances, so Ricketts at first on the fielder's choice. And now Brett Hopper has a chance here with two outs. And he takes one in there for strike one. He has walked, grounded out, and singled today. 5-4 Riley County. Bases loaded with two outs. They have taken the lead. Can they add more? That off speed. Nasty. It bends in there, and quickly it's 0-2. Leaguers 0-2. Swung on and missed, and strike three. The Falcons leave them loaded, but they regain the lead at 5-4, so Nemaha Central needs at least one to keep the game alive. We'll have that happening for you next here on KMZA. P.J. Valingo will try to end this thing here in the bottom of the seventh. Riley County tacked on one run on one hit in the top of the seventh. They left them loaded. But they have a 5-4 lead. Nemaha Central batting here. They have three outs left. Keep their season alive. They need one to extend it, two to win it. And it will be Strothman to lead things off. John Strothman, Ryan Leaguer, Jaden Thomas. 4, 5, and 6 in the order for Nemaha Central. So here we go, the final half inning. It's P.J. Valinga the whole way so far for Riley County. He'll try to close it out. First pitch is roped down the left field line, and that's going to land. Potentially extra bases. And churning his way into second is Strothman. The throw is not in time. And it's a leadoff double for John Strothman. And the tying run is at second base with nobody out. A huge, huge hit on an off-speed pitch, and I think we're going to get a courtesy runner in for Nemaha Central. There will be a courtesy runner coming in for Nemaha Central, Sam Nordis. So Sam Nordis will take over at second base. And now it'll be Ryan Leaguer. So a leadoff double by Strothman. His second hit today, he's 2-for-4. Relieved by Sam Nordis, the courtesy runner. So Nordis at second with nobody out, and Ryan Leaguer steps in. He's 1-for-3. Singled back in the third. He's also grounded out and popped out. Basic could tie the game here in the seventh. And a quick pause, and Leaguer steps out of the box and steps back in. Corner infield with Hopper and Harmison at first playing in. Here's Valinga's pitch, and a check swing foul. And it's 0-1. Linga has taken his time. Some of these Nemaha Central batters at times have stepped out on the long pauses. There's another one. Now the fire. High chop grounder to the second baseman. Not in time. And beating out the throw is Leaguer. It was a high popper. No chance. And it's an infield hit. And runners at the corners with nobody out. So the winning run is now at first base. So here's Jaden Thomas. And here comes a meeting on the mound for Riley County. 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Kirk Kilman and Brandon Tabman with you. Another courtesy runner is going to come in for Leaguer, as it'll be Reese Garrity who will run it first. So a couple courtesy runners on that are representing the tying and go-ahead or potentially winning run in this game. Nemaha Central led 1-0 after one. Riley County would add one in the second. It was a 1-1 game. Going into the bottom of the fourth, Nemaha Central scored two to take a 3-1 lead. And then right into the top of the fifth, Riley County scored three to take a 4-3 lead. Nemaha Central scored one in the sixth to tie it. Falcons got one in the seventh to take the lead. And now Nemaha Central, a chance to at least potentially tie, maybe even win it. They got them at the corners with nobody out. For Jaden Thomas, who is 0-for-3 today, and he takes one from Valinga in there for strike one. Thomas will step out. Thomas reached on an error in the second. He grounded out to first, and he's also grounded out to the pitcher. 5-4, Riley County in the bottom of the seventh. Here in this regional opening round game in Sabetha. And Valinga finds the strike zone there, and Thomas down 0-2. Nemaha Central fans did not agree with the call. A little high and outside, but got enough for the ump to call it a strike. So now Thomas needs to protect it 0-2. Here's Valinga's pitch. Skips in the dirt. And the courtesy runner Garrity able to take second base. So now base hit could potentially win it. Runners at second and third with nobody out. Riley County 5, Nemaha Central 4. No outs here in the bottom of the seventh. A 1-2 count here on Jaden Thomas. Trying to keep their season alive. Strike three called right down the middle. And a huge strikeout for P.J. Valinga. Now it's up to Case Kramer. One out. Runners at second and third. Tying run at third. Winning run at second. You're in the bottom of the seventh. The infield is in right now for Riley County. Valinga's pitch. And it hits him. Off speed. Got away. Case Kramer took one in the back. And now the bases are loaded. And Reed McKee, who has singled, struck out, and has also reached on a fielder's choice, will step in. So the infield's going to back up a little bit.
Now up to bat, the right fielder, Reed McKee.
Riley County trying to hold on, but the Thunder have them loaded with one out. Down one in the bottom of the seventh. A chance to win it and move on. First pitch to McKee. In there for strike one. The infield has moved in. It's right on the tip of the grass. Playing everything up. Here's the 0-1. Just inside. 1-1. Can McKee win it here for Nemaha Central? Base hit could do it. A 1-1. Up and in. Now 2-1. A 5-4. Riley County lead here in the bottom of the seventh. But Nemaha Central, they have them loaded. Falcons infield is in. 2-1 count here on McKee. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Got a piece, but caught by Fultz, the catcher. And we're even Stevens at 2-2. feel the anticipation amongst the crowd here. With everything at stake to keep a season alive. Belinga's 2-2 pitch. Got him, strike three, looking on the outside corner. And now, it's Cooper Kramer. It's up to him to keep Nemaha Central season alive.
Cooper Kramer.
Bases loaded, two outs. Cooper Kramer at the dish. Riley County leading 5-4. Trying to hold on for the win. Here's the first from Belinga. Outside, ball one. A double, a single, a strikeout, a hit by pitch, a strikeout. Bases loaded, two outs. Game on the line. Here's Valinga's 1-0. Outside, 2-0. So you don't want to walk a batter here. That would tie the game. Cooper Kramer, he is 0-for-3 today. And it's outside, ball three. I would not expect Cooper Kramer to lift the bat off the shoulder for at least the next two pitches. Gonna walk would tie the game. Here's Valinga's pitch. Ball four. And the game is tied here in the seventh. Strothman scores from third. Kramer's credited with the RBI.
Braden Uphouse.
And now Braden Uphouse a chance to win it for the Thunder. He is 3-for-4 today. Two singles, a triple, two RBIs, and a run scored. Now here comes a meeting on the mound for Riley County. The infield. I think we're going to get a pitching change here. So Valinga, one out away. He goes 6 2/3. And check the new pitcher here for Riley County. So we'll step aside real quick. A chance to win it for Nemaha Central when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Caden Roots is the new pitcher for Riley County. The bases are loaded for Nemaha Central here in the bottom of the seventh. A 5-5 tie for Braden Uphouse and a chance to win it here for the Thunder. Two outs. P.J. Valinga nearly went the distance, but walked in the tying run with the bases loaded. And Root now pitching to Braden Uphouse, who has had a monster night. He is 3-for-4. A triple and two singles. A hit will win the game. First pitch by Root upstairs, ball one. Uphouse singled in the first, grounded out in the second. He had an RBI triple and scored in the fourth, and then had a big RBI single in the sixth that tied the game at 4 at the time. There's an off-speed pitch that's in there, and count now to Uphouse, 1-1. Bases are loaded. Courtesy runner Garrity at third. Off speed, swung on and missed. Uphouse is down 1-2. A strike away from going into extras. Roots. Sets. Fires. Just missing. A little bit low on the off speed. That was very close, but the count is now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, bases loaded, two outs. 5-5 tie. And a hit, and caught by the second baseman! A jumping catch by Weber saves the game. So we're heading to extras. A 5-5 tie here in Sabetha. Well, the first of our three games here today going into extras. Riley County and Nemaha Central tied at 5 as we hit the 8th. Nemaha Central left them loaded, a chance to win it in the 7th, but they tied it on a bases-loaded walk. Leaguer's first pitch drives up and in and hits the number 9 hitter, Eli Harmison. So just like that, for Riley County, the go-ahead run is at first with nobody out. To the top of the order with Corin Koenig. He has singled, grounded out, reached on an error and scored, and also is grounded out. There is a bunt attempt that's foul. Strike one on Koenig. Oh, our game, the other half of this regional, games in Marysville, Jefferson West, they have knocked off Hiawatha 3-1, so they will get the winner of Royal Valley and Marysville coming up in that semifinal matchup later on. There's another bunt that's foul. Now the count 0-2 here on Koenig. And that means Hiawatha's season has come to an end. Here's the pitch, ground ball left side, short, chopper, up house, it's short. Kramer actually makes the play at third, and the throw is not in time. So Koenig beats it out with an infield single, and the first two have reached here for the Falcons in the top of the eighth. Harmison now to second, Koenig at first, and it's Ty Weber. It was 0-for-4 today. Grounded into a double play, he's popped out twice, and has reached on an error. I apologize there for the technical difficulties. We're back here in Sabetha, top of the eighth. The Falcons have taken the lead, a sacrifice fly by Camden Foltz. It's 6-5. Caden Root is a pitch hitter here, actually came in to relieve Valinga on the mound. He takes one in there from Leaguer for strike one. Right now the Falcons have it at first and second. Runners at first and second with two down. Now the count evens up at 1-1. So again, Foltz with the sacrifice fly. 6-5 here in the top of the eighth. As that pitch gets away and both runners are going to be able to advance up as Koenig gets to third and Payne gets to second base. So if Root here and come alive and get a base hit, huge insurance for Riley County. And that one gets away. It's going to roll to the backstop, and everyone advances, and another key run is in for Riley County. So Koenig scores on the wild pitch. It's now 7-5 Falcons. Payne moves over to third, and the count is 3-1. Here on Root. And he takes one in there for strike two, and the count now runs full. So it's a 7-5 lead here for Riley County in the eighth. Leaguer's pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three, but damage done. Nemaha Central is going to have to rally back with one more at bat here in the eighth. They're down 7-5. We're back in a moment. So the Riley County Falcons tack on two in the top of the eighth. They lead Nemaha Central 7-5 as we start the bottom of the eighth. Thunder will need two to keep this one moving. Now their season will come to an end as Sabetha and Donovan West are next game up on this regional Monday here across the state.
Leading off the bottom of the eighth for the Thunder is third base, Zach Kramer.
So it will be Zach Kramer to lead things off. Kramer, Henry, and Strothman try to keep the Nemaha Central season alive as Caden Root, the pitcher, back to work for the Falcons. Ground ball left side, or right side, I should say, but foul. And the count on Kramer, 0-1. Reached on a fielder's choice, scored in the first. He's lined out to left. He's walked and singled today. He bats from the left side, open on his stance. The senior shortstop who moved over to third earlier in the ball game takes one outside for ball one. Caden Root will try to close the door and keep Raleigh County season alive. Another off speed, and this one's hit towards right field, but coming on to make the catch is Rankin, and there's one out. That'll bring up Andrew Henry, who has an RBI triple today, but outside of that, a strikeout, a ground out, and another ground out. So here in the eighth, down to their last two outs, is Nemaha Central. Ground ball left side, but it tails foul. And Henry has to jog back into the batter's box with the count at 0-1. Strothman due up next. This game has been back and forth all day. Raleigh County had a chance to win it in the seventh, but Nemaha Central was able to tie it. They left the bases loaded. Both teams have left a lot of runners on base today. Here's Root's pitch. That's way outside. And it's one ball and one strike. As of right now, Nemaha Central, they have left 11 on base today. 11 as well for Raleigh County. Here's a pop-up in the infield. Second baseman tracks a little bit. Weber makes the catch. And Raleigh County, one out away from advancing. And Nemaha Central down to their final out. John Strothman will step in. He has struck out, lined out, has a couple of hits, a single and a double. And a run scored. When it comes down to this, for Nemaha Central, 12-win season and potential first-round exit here in regionals. Root's first pitch upstairs, ball one. The Falcons were 8-10 this year, the sixth seed in this regional. Nemaha Central, 12-8, and the three seed. The Falcons are an out away from winning this game. Ground ball, foul, left side. One ball and one strike to John Strothman. So both teams have left 11 runners on base today. Both have had multiple innings that could have been much bigger than they were. Another swing and a miss. Foul tipped into the glove of Fultz, the catcher, and Strothman down to potentially the final strike of the season for Nemaha Central. A 7-5 Raleigh County lead here in the bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch. Fouled up here in front of us. Foul territory, and a lot of fans moving out of the way, and nobody harmed, and we'll do it again at 1-2. One lucky fan's going home with the game ball, is what they would say. So Strothman at 1-2. Raleigh County a strike away from ending the Thunder season. Roots, sets, fires, ground ball left side. It's played on a hop by Payne, the short, long throw in time, and that'll do it. And the Raleigh County Falcons advance with a 7-5 win in eight innings as Nemaha Central season has come to an end. We'll wrap this one up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Final score, 7-5. Raleigh County wins it in eight innings over Nemaha Central. Thunder, the three seed in this field, out in their first game, and their season ends with a record of 12-9. Raleigh County improves to 9-10, and they move on, and they'll play the winner of our next game coming up here in about 25 minutes. That'll be Sabetha against Donovan West. Blue Jays the 2 seed, D West the 7 seed in this field. So Sabetha and Donovan West again coming up here in about 25 minutes, and Raleigh County will get the winner of that game later on tonight for a chance to punch a ticket to a regional championship, which will be Wednesday night in Marysville. Jeff West on the other side of the bracket. They have punched their tickets, eliminating Hiawatha 3-1 earlier today, and now Royal Valley in Marysville going on right now on KNZA 103.9 FM. So let's get you the final lines here. But really, first, this game was back and forth from the jump. Nemaha Central got out to an early 1-0 lead in the first, but Riley County would tie it in the second. It was a 2-2 game going into the bottom of the fourth. Thunder would add two to take a 3-1 lead. And then the very next half inning in the top of the fifth, Falcons would go for three runs on three hits to take a 4-3 lead. And then we got to the sixth inning. Nemaha Central was able to tie it, but they left runners at second and third. It was a 4-4 game going into the seventh inning. Riley County scored one on a hit and took a 5-4 lead into the seventh, but Nemaha Central would tie the game in the seventh on a bases-loaded walk, and they would end up leaving them loaded. So the Thunder had a chance to win it in the seventh, but ultimately tied it, got to the eighth inning, but two big runs by the Falcons in the seventh, and then a quick 1-2-3 tilt for Nemaha Central to close things out. So the Thunder at 12-9 in their season. Riley County improves to 9-10, and they advance to the regional semifinal game, and they'll play either Donovan West or Sabetha later on tonight. But we'll have the Sabetha D West game coming up here in just a little bit. Final lines here for this first one. Riley County, 7 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. They left 11 on base. Nemaha Central, 5 runs, 12 hits, 4 errors. They also left 11 on base. So for now, we'll send it back to the studios, back here in a tight 20 for our second game of the triple header at Sabetha and D West, coming your way in just a little bit here on 92.1 KMZA.